these things, of the failures of the nation, all hoping for something greater. Then we worked our way this year into the New Testament. We looked at those promises of the old that were fulfilled in the new. We worked our way through the Gospels. We worked our way through the letters, understanding how those apostles and those people who wrote those letters were writing to churches to encourage them, to challenge them, to lift them up in the Word of God. As I was thinking of a way to end this series, I was thinking of the theme of responding to the Word of God. And I want to look at two examples in the Old Testament of a positive and a negative example of responding to the Word of God. So we're going to find ourselves in the book of 2 Kings. We're going to kind of look at chapters 22 and 23. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to highlight some things from those chapters. Then we're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 36 to see a negative response to the Word of God. And then we're going to challenge ourselves that after 2 years of being in the Word of God, that this really isn't the ending, that this is just the beginning for our journey in the Word of God. So let me ask us and lead us in prayer as we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to come into your Word. Lord, we thank you for the 2 years that we've spent working our way from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Lord, we pray now as we think about how we respond now to the things that we have heard, how we respond to the things that we have studied. Lord, we ask that you would lead us and protect us. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. So I'm going to highlight some things, obviously, because of the Pablo and Bethany talking with them on Skype. I don't have a lot of time, so we're going to work our way quickly and highlight some important things in this passage. So in 2 Kings chapter 22, we're introduced to King Josiah. King Josiah becomes king at the age of 8. If there are any 8-year-olds that you're going to put in trust of a nation at this church? I don't think I put my own kids in the lead. But here we have is he has made an order now to repair the temple. And as they're repairing the temple, they come across the book of the law. They come across the words of Moses. They get this letter and these books, and they bring it to the king in verse 10. And in verse 8, he says, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Then in chapter 10, we're told that the secretary told the king, the priest has given me a book, and let's read it before the king. So here they are, they have this word of the Lord, and they're bringing it now to the king. And as the king Josiah hears these words, in verse 11, we are told that he tears his clothes. What this is a sign of repentance, a sign of understanding that you've messed up. He hears these words, and he knows we have not been following the words of the Lord. And he is challenged by this. Here it says in verse 13, it says, go inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all of Judah concerning the words of this book that have been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book to do according to what is written. He realizes we have not been listening. He says, go inquire and see how we should live our lives now that we understand this truth. In verse 16, it points out that disaster would come upon the land, that the God would punish his people. But then as it proceeds into chapter 23, we see that King Josiah in chapter 1 gathers the nation together. He gathers the people and has this great book of the law read to everyone. And it says that as they heard it, they were making a covenant to the Lord, saying that we will follow these words. We will understand the instructions that he has given to us, and that we will walk in his ways. We will read these words, understand it, and walk as the Lord wants us to walk. Now, I think we can all understand and see that that is definitely a positive example to hearing the word of the Lord read. But then as we turn to Jeremiah chapter 36, we're going to see a very different response to the word of God. And in Jeremiah chapter 36, we get an interesting piece to noteworthy of here. It says, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of who? Josiah. The son of King Josiah. He is now king, and the Lord gives instructions to Jeremiah. He says, look, I want you to write the words I'm going to give you on a scroll. And I want you to take these words of mine to the king. So obviously, this being the son of King Josiah, who led a great reform for his people, he is going to have the same response. And you say, well, Seth, that doesn't make any sense because your second point is a negative response. And you are correct. He says, the people will hear of the sins in chapter 3, in verse 3. He says, they will hear about the iniquities, and my hope is that they will turn from their ways. So, in verse 20 of chapter 36, these words of Jeremiah come to the king. And it says, as it is read, as you skip down to verse 23, it says, as it is read, the king would cut them off with a knife and throw them in to the fire. So instead of as his father tore his clothes and repented when he heard the words of the Lord, the son is hearing these words, taking a knife, cutting the scroll, and throwing it into the fire. He's saying, I will have nothing to do with this. He says, I don't need these words. I'm not following these words that have been given to me. And unlike his father, he refuses to listen. He refuses to follow through with what the instructions of Jeremiah from God were for the people. A father and son, very different responses. The father hears the words of the Lord, repents, and leads a great revival for the nation. Here the son hears the words of Jeremiah and decides to throw them into a fire, to decide that he doesn't need these words. In fact, it says on verse 24 of chapter 36 in Jeremiah, they had no fear. They didn't even care that they were hearing these words from the Lord. So I think the challenge in this quick kind of more of a devotional thought for today is, how do we respond after 2 years of being in the Word of God? Do we understand the words that we've been hearing for these 2 years and say, I commit myself to this Word. I commit myself to reading it every day. I commit myself to making this book a part of my life. Or do we decide to turn our backs on the Word? To say, you know, I know what the Scriptures say, but I want to live the way I want to live. I want to do the things that I want to do in my life. And you know, and that's the sinful nature that we have all within us. It is the reason that we have this table before us. See, the Scriptures say that inside every single one of us, we are a sinner. And that the theme that runs through the Bible is that we need a Savior. That we can't do anything on our own to give us a right standing before God. And the cross reminds us of the Son that was sent to die. And before he died, he laid before his disciples these items of remembrance. These items to take this bread and to take this cup and remember me. Remember the sacrifice that was done for you. And he continues on and it says, you know what? Yes, as you believe, Then you take the words of this book and we live by them. We don't turn our backs on God. As we take this time, I want to invite the ushers to come forward as we get ready for a time of remembrance. Scriptures tell us to examine ourselves, to think about maybe how you have lived this last week, this last month, these last many months, and to think about and confess our sins to Him, to confess our sins before we come before this time of remembrance. And here at Faith, we practice a place of communion where we just ask that you are a believer in Jesus Christ. Whether you are a member of this church or another church, that we find unity in the salvation and the acceptance of Christ Jesus. Let's turn now and remember Him as He has instructed us to do.
1 Corinthians 11:23-24. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you thankful for the body of your Son, which was broken for us, which was broken for our sins, Lord. It was broken that it might restore a relationship which was broken, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your Son and his sacrifice. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.